You fool. Sit back down in front of the microphone. Let's have a little bit of a professionalism, can we please?
No, I'm seated dancing now.
Oh, I see. Doing like a very old woman.
The arms. Lots of
like
arms.
Like in a care home. Dancing in a care home, dancing. That's our next stage. Oh, God.
Oh, you've cut me down to size, haven't you?
Hello!
I'm a nasty piece of work.
Sometimes you are.
I'm a nasty, but I start nasty and then I always warm up and I get nice in the end. How are you? Where are you? What are you doing? What are you wearing? Have you had your breakfast?
Jenny. I've had, I'm sitting in my padded lagged
padded cell. In your padded cell.
I'm in my lag boiler coat with my bobble hat on.
Oh,
guess what
God.
I've just done?
Well, Judith, do you know, if I was there, I'd give you a smack. I really would. On behalf of the, you know, most of the older and wider congregation, I'd like to say, that's enough of that right now, young lady.
You've been swimming,
haven't you?
I've been cold water swimming, I have.
Whose bright idea was it to go swimming on the 27th of October, which is when we're recording this? Go on, tell me.
Well, the thing is that, you know, we normally stop at the end of September, but because we've got this new recruit, Sue, aforementioned Sue, she
sewing
wants to
Sue.
Keep going. Yeah, sewing Sue, yeah. Oh, God, she's run up this amazing... Just, you know, overnight, she's run up a kind of toweling robe out of cheap IKEA towels. God, she's brilliant. She's
just cheap IKEA towels, Judith. You could do that. She's basically sewn two towels together.
It's and cleverer than that. No, you should see. Oh. She's really clever. Okay. Anyway, so she's done that. But no, she wants to keep going. So actually, none of us can stop because she's the new girl and she wants to carry on.
This is all wrong. Honestly, I might have to write her a note and just say, you know, Judith can no longer. She's actually not as strong as she looks. And she might have underlying conditions, and I'm concerned about her. The fact that you've got out of a hot bath and you're back in your boiler lagging coat with a bobble hat.
Not a good sign. Also, the trouble is, because we're not going anywhere, there aren't the opportunities to show off, I mean, apart from here. Do you know what I mean? Because normally you'd sort of drop it into the conversation. Oh, yes, I've just been for the cold water swim. Yeah. And of course, invariably, people say, oh, my goodness, that's so impressive. Oh, you're amazing. Very, very slim pickings on that front.
No, yeah. And the thing is that half our listeners don't actually believe you because it's really easy on a podcast to go, I'm so cold because I've just come in from the lake.
Very true.
I'm frozen to the bone. It's I went jogging this morning. No, I didn't. I didn't go jogging this morning.
Is it your day off today?
It is jogging day today. But you know what? And I'm going to have a word with Daisy about this because we follow her on the Instagram and she said something about running 10 kilometres. Daisy, are you there? Or have you gone off to make a fish finger sandwich?
No, I'm here.
You're there. Did you do 10 kilometres this weekend?
I did, yeah.
I can't. You see, it just makes me weep. It just not.
Well, she's much younger than you, Jenny.
Well, you don't need to say
I mean, she's much younger.
Yes, I know, but I cannot get beyond week 4 on this bloody couch to 5K thing. I cannot. I really genuinely can't. In fact, I'm thinking of going back to week 3 because I'm quite unhappy at week 4 and I've been there for 3 weeks, Judith, and I don't know whether I can stand it any longer. And I didn't go today because, Daisy, I want your opinion here. I went on the foul running on Sunday. It's now Tuesday. I should be jogging this morning, but my legs still feel like somebody has beaten them with an iron bar between the knee and the crotch. What's that all about?
Is it the same route? Are you running on gravel? Because that can make your legs hurt. Are you running uphill?
Good point.
Oh, now then. Well, Daisy, this is very technical. But on Sunday, there was this... a football court, but it's gravel. It's like where kids practice. And there was no one there, and I just ran round that loads and loads of times. But it's not tarmac. It's like a gravelly court.
Gravel's terrible for the thighs.
That's what's...
There you go.
Dr. Jogger. Oh,
yes.
Daisy, thank you very much.
It.
Because I've honestly been in such pain. And I just thought... And I've tried... I walked quite a long way yesterday, but not as far as I thought I'd gone. So I had to go and pick my car up. And I thought, well, that's at least 6,000 steps all the way into East Dulwich. It was under 3,000. I can't get there. I just, honestly, I just think, well, fuck this in the end.
No, you've got to keep going, Jenny. Now you've solved that, you've got to keep going.
Okay, it's the gravel. Thank you, Daisy. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Okay, right. I'm going to go back on, I'm going to pound the pavements again. Okay. Daisy,
and you're
going to
write
me
a letter so that I can stop.
Yes.
Thank you very much, miss.
And congratulations, Daisy, for doing 10K.
Absolutely. Very good. Now, listen, I've got some good news.
Oh.
I've got some good news.
You're not having another puppy, are you?
Oh, no, I mean, actually.
I mean, is it big good news?
It is quite good news. I think it'll be quite good news for the gang as well. I think the gang will increase. And therefore, with that in mind, Daisy and I have cooked up a little, well, Daisy's had an idea of a little bit of music to announce the news, OK?
Oh, my God.
And you just have to kind of guess, but do you remember last week we had a little bit of a poll on the notice board about the, come on, you've got to guess now. About this
coming,
Corby,
yes, I mean, it's the Corby Trouser
Fest.
And we have celebration time. Come on!
It's gone. Oh, yeah. Oh, now I'm really out? Going.
Is it? Yeah. It's coming. It's coming.
I love this song.
Oh, fucking hate it.
Here we go.
I hate disco. I hate disco more than anything in the world.
And I love it.
Did you like it back then, or do you just like it now because all your taste buds have been burnt off by going cold water swimming?
It's gone, Jenny. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
Where's it gone?
It's gone. Well, it's gone into the garage. He's going to try and sell it on eBay. God knows.
That'd be interesting.
Well, it won't. I think it's a very, very small niche market.
Do you know what, Judith? I don't know. There's a bit of me that thinks, keep it in the garage for 10 years and then it'll be such a rare kind of object. And they're always, I tell you who'll want it. There are those companies and they provide props for period dramas.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, they will be, in time, a proper antiquity.
You're right. There'll be some scene that is about some...
Yeah. Sex in a hotel.
A bachelor, yes, or sex in a hotel. You're right.
Yeah.
Some awful 1970s, you think, or 80s? Maybe 80s.
80s, right. I reckon 80s. They might even have, was that song Celebration? I can't remember if that was 70s or 80s. They might even have that terrible song playing in the background.
I love that song. Do you know, for a minute there, when it was going, I was thinking myself onto a sort of wedding dance floor.
Oh, Jesus,
you know.
God.
I was, because I'm always the first up. The first up. Yeah. I bet you're the last up.
It depends. It depends what's playing and how... I used to be a good dancer. I mean, seriously, in my sort of teens and early 20s and all that kind of thing. And I think I can't do it now because I don't like the memory of the young me doing it, inhabiting the old body me doing it now, because I feel, oh Jesus, I just look like one of those cliches of mum dancing.
Well, that's a bit sad.
So yeah, I know. I'm a very bitter woman. Judith, you've known me for a very long time. I don't really change. I have a massive streak of bitterness, which has only got, there's jealousy and bitterness and there's not much room for anything else.
Oh, listen, I don't think you've got any more of it than I have. I'm perhaps a bit better at hiding it. You've got no more than me, I promise you that. So we are very dancing compatible, really, aren't we?
We're so non-dancing compatible, because wait for those sort of slightly weird. I mean, the one I used to always get up on the dance floor for as a teenager was the Stones' Wild Horses. Horses would never drag me away. I used to do lots of sort of... In my head, I think I wanted to be in sort of Pan's People, but with a sort of bit more of a drama twist. Pan's People crossed with, what's her name? She did Wuthering Heights.
Oh, yes, I know you mean. Kate Bush.
Yeah, it was that sort of, you know, that when I was about 17, 18, Kate Bush was in the charts. And so when I was going to do discos and stuff, I was doing quite a lot of interpretive dance on the dance floor.
I'd love to see you doing some interpretive dance.
This is why I don't like dancing anymore, because I look fucking ridiculous. Because inside, I'm still doing that kind of dancing. Anyway, I bet you're so jubilant about the Corby Trouser Press. Now, tell me, has it left an empty space? Do you sometimes look at the place where the Corby Trouser used to be and think, oh, God, I miss it?
No, I don't. But it is kind of, where's it gone? Yes, I know.
Someone's been in and stolen it. I must find the police.
No, I'm trying to rein in my jubilance because, you know, that's not a good look, is it, when he's been very gracious about actually taking it down
well
to the garage.
Well done, Mike. Very yes, well done, Mike. Well done, yeah. Mike. You know, he needs congratulating on this occasion. He really does.
Well, thank
so
you to the gang.
Smirking. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Smirking, but thank you to the gang for voting in the poll because it was 86-14 or something like that. It was quite, you know, overwhelming.
It was so a landslide. Helps. It was a landslide victory to women of taste and decency.
Indeed.
So well done there.
Thank
so
you. Yes.
It'd be good if there's another one comes up and we can have another poll. I like those.
How are you?
How am I?
So how are you, Jenny?
Well, you know, Judith.
Oh dear. Well,
I've already told you about my legs hurting very badly, so I can't go running, which is obviously such a shame. I didn't deal well with the clock going back.
Oh,
it threw me.
Neither did I.
Oh, were you tired on Sunday night? Were you just sort of praying
tired
for the end of the day? Oh, we went to bed at 9:20.
I think you probably got... You stayed up later than I did.
I couldn't. I just couldn't make it to 10. It was like sort of 10 o'clock was like the top of a mountain and I just couldn't get there.
It's like we haven't had any sort of jet lag for so long. We've kind of forgotten, 1 hour.
It was like jet lag. I felt like I'd flown to Australia.
I know. It was. It was just like that, wasn't it? It was all upside down. I couldn't work out. And also, I had that thing when you get jet lag. You know when you wake up in the middle of the night and you look at the clock and you think, well, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Is that new time or old time? Or is that actually 6? Or is that actually 8?
Absolutely.
I had all that going on as well.
Absolutely. And I thought about my mum and I just thought, oh, God, I hope the nursing home are doing her watch. And I hope that they're sort of on top of all that because, God, because that was the thing that was really one of the alarm bells with June was when sort of time started not to really mean anything. And then,
oh,
you
really?
Know, yeah, one of the big alarm bells was when she said, you know, I know it's 7 o'clock, but is that in the morning or is it in the, and then you go ding ling ling ling. Anyway, now it's very dark, very early, and my exercise regime, Judith, and I don't want to become boring about this, but I have to say there's slightly less of a kangaroo pouch at the front of my stomach.
Oh, good. Is that because you're wearing your bum bag round the back? No.
Well, no. It's just the fact that there's not quite as much flab there.
Very good. So, well, that's great.
I'm not that fussed about all that. I mean, you know, I was just feeling a bit fitter and all that kind of thing. And now my regime, because Jeff and I used to go for a walk about 6 o'clock. That's when we like to leave our desks for an hour.
Yeah. And now you'd have to leave, oh my God, you'd have to leave about like 4, wouldn't you, to get back in time?
I haven't done my work by then. I'm in a real quandary about it. But anyway, I couldn't walk much last week because I had the most awful burst of cystitis.
Oh, did you? Were you confined to base?
Well, yes, I was confined to base. And then I just thought, well, there's no wee in there. So I tried lying in bed with a towel underneath. And I just thought, well, if anything, just let it go. But nothing came. Do you know what I mean? And then I went, it was just brewing. And I thought, no, I'll be fine. And I walked to the dentist to have my gums seen to, you know.
Oh, you live, don't you? What a lovely day you had that day. God.
A deep clean of the sockets. Ooh. And when I was walking back, I did not know which was giving me more jip. My fanny, that half of me, down there, my downstairs, or my mouth. I just didn't know where to put myself. I thought, this bit hurts, and this bit hurts, and I might have to wee in a tree. Oh, dear. Now, Judith, listen, something I noticed on our Instagram yesterday, and it's quite extraordinary. It's the portrait of Poppy.
Oh, I know. It's rather good, isn't it?
I'm not sure about the second one where she's got one eye rolling away like she's got some kind of squint thing going on and the lips a bit twisted. And I thought, she's not exactly supermodel material here, is she? She's not Kate Moss, you know, every shot isn't exactly. But that first one where she looks regal.
She does. She looks like an absolute champ, doesn't she? Now, shall I tell you what happened? One of our listeners, Melissa Bastin, I think she's called, emailed me in, you know, to the thing. I could never remember the address, can we?
We will give that our email address at the end of the show.
We will. And she said, look, I'm a pet photographer. Would you like me to come and take some pictures of your gorgeous Poppy? And so I said, yes. And she's local. You know, she lives just sort of around the corner. So they arrived yesterday. She arrived with this great big camera and her mate Liz. Great fun they were. They were really good fun, actually. They were really, really nice.
Did you stay in your back garden?
Stayed in the back garden. Yes, she wanted some autumnal colour, and luckily the sun came out. And she was really good. I mean, my God, dog photographers. She ended up sort of lying down and kind of, you know, being in the grass and getting all these amazing shots. But what was the funniest thing was that the two of them were obviously great mates, and she brought her friend Liz along. And Liz's job was to throw the ball and catch it, you know what I mean, so that we could get all these action shots. Could Liz catch that ball?
No, she's a middle-aged woman. She can't catch a ball. Exactly. We can do many things, can't catch a ball. No,
she couldn't catch it, and she couldn't throw it at all.
But despite I can't catch. That, can you catch, Judith?
I think I'm probably... Well, I'm better than Liz.
Really?
Hopeless. Do you remember that thing that we did with one of the grumpy shows with throwing beanbags?
Yeah, we demonstrated what it was to be a middle-aged woman. It was the evidence that you could not catch and have a conversation at the same time.
No.
I sometimes Jeff will throw me a toilet roll, and if I catch it, I feel like I've kind of won an Olympic game, really. I sort of think, I could have been a champion. Yeah, look at me catching.
It's hard catching balls. It's hard.
So did Poppy enjoy it? Do you think she... Well, listen, it's a stupid question, but do you think she knew what was going on?
She was... I think she might have done. She rose to the occasion, let's put it that way. Reined herself in.
But these photos, if anyone wants to look at them, they're on our Instagram page, and we'll give you that address at the end, because somehow Daisy's going to have to text it to one of us, because we can't for the life of us remember either our Instagram address or our email.
No, we can't. We just cannot hold that information in our head. It's too full of other things, isn't it?
Daisy, please will you email it to me so that I can read both of them out at the end of the show. Thank you very much indeed. Genuinely, Judith, there have been two very good portraits out this week on our Instagram, and I think Poppy might have beaten my eyes shut one, which I had done by a photographer for that Mind project.
I'd forgotten.
Yes.
Do you know, that
black
is
and white, you see.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That picture of you.
I know, don't I look lovely? I look lovely.
Oh, you do.
Oh, if only I could go round with my eyes shut all the time.
So did he ask you to do that? How did that happen, that pose?
Oh, well, I was doing the photographer is a photographer called Ray Bernstein, and he's a shit hot photographer. He's done in terms of celebs and showbizy stuff, and I've used him for tour posters on a number of occasions. Yeah. And I had a photo shoot in February, but just before lockdown, and he said, "Oh, I'm doing this little project on the side for a charity for Mind," and he said, "I'm asking everyone who comes into the studio to do a shot with their eyes shut."
Oh.
And it's not hard, is it? So I just shut my eyes. He took a photo.
Yeah.
But he's done some really big names. So, and it's a great charity, and you can look that up online for the Mind charity, because you can join in and post your own eyes shut photograph. Anyway, one more thing I wanted to discuss with you, Judith, because I thought if anyone knows, it'll be Judith. Right. Persimmons.
Oh, do you mean those funny... Are they those funny orange things?
Yes.
That go a bit kind of beige inside.
What are they
inside?
All about?
Well, I like a persimmon. Why?
Well, what do you do
one?
With
have
it?
Have you got some?
Well, I got... Oh, threw them away, Judith. I got sick of looking
at them. Oh, Jenny!
Well, I know, but it's not just... I didn't just do it out of sheer wantonness. Mm. I got them in the veg box.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at them and I looked at them. I thought, oh, I must go and look up what you do with those. And then they started getting a bit soft. And I've had this invasion of fruit fly.
Oh, it's that time of year, isn't it?
Oh, and I just threw all the fruit away that was starting to go off, because I thought, well, this isn't helping. It's not helping.
No.
But I didn't know what to do with the person
anyway.
Oh,
they're quite nice, actually.
Do you just bite into them?
No, of course you don't. Oh, no, I see what you mean. You're a bit... Yes, I forget sometimes that you need a bit of first base, first rung kind of information.
Yeah.
But you peel it.
Yeah.
And then there's a sort of... So it's a bit like a peach with a kind of tough outside.
I've thrown away peaches?
Eh? Well, they're delicious. They're absolutely delicious. No, it's really, really such a shame. But the only thing is, they're a bit like the bananas. They're really, really good for about a day, and then they go woody and horrible and squishy. So, you know, you might have got them at the wrong time. But no, you definitely have to peel them. You peel them and kind of chop them and put them in fruit salads and everything. They're very nice, very nice. Yeah, see you next time you get one of those.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to experiment. Yeah, I mean, the fruit fly problem has sent Jeff insane. I don't know whether Mike gets like this, but he takes it really personally. Just now and again we get these sort of invasions of things like fruit fly or ants, right? Yeah. We've had flying ants and all that. And he kind of just goes into this headspace of kind of it's me against them.
And I know what you mean.
He's bought all the killer sprays off the internet.
Has he? Has he?
He creeps down in the morning like an assassin, trying to catch them. And I even put some fly paper on the window, on the kitchen window, and then two days later, it hadn't caught a fucking thing.
Of course it did. I could have told you that.
Yeah, and I thought, I can't be one of those people with fly paper stuck up in my kitchen. I just can't. So I took it down.
Work. I've always fancied one of those things that they had in old-fashioned butchers, where when the fly lands on it, it cooks them. Oh. I think. Well, you better not mention
Jeff
that to Jeff.
Would love
get
one of
one.
Those.
Of course he would. He'd make a day of it. Wouldn't he?
You've absolutely answered this Christmas. That's what Jeff's going to get. He's going to get a fly killer. On the plus side, I've got a note from you here saying scam baiters.
No, there was a really funny item about scam baiters on Radio 4. And I need to find out more about them. But apparently, and I can see this is a kind of hobby, Jenny, which I think has got our name on it, all right?
It's got your name all over it. Judith, this is where you're clutching your clipboard, isn't it? You're clutching a clipboard and you're making notes now. Scam baiting.
Scam baiters.
Is this luring people?
Yes. Wasting their time. Because apparently there's a guy in the UK who's given up his job to be a full-time scam baiter. And what he does is he sort of poses as a kind of old boy. So what happens is they ring him and he'll just go down kind of lots of rabbit holes and, you know, talk about their punctuation or ask about them, you know, just keep them talking for absolutely ages and ages and ages to waste their time. And then he has another technique, which I thought was brilliant, is that when he gets an email from those people who've got long lost relatives that need money or whatever, he just keeps replying to every email by saying, okay. So he just, you know, send us your bank details, okay. But then, of course, he never does.
Yes, yeah. No, he sounds great, but kind of mad.
Yeah, great, but kind of mad. And then he said the other day he did one, and one of these sort of trails ended with them saying, okay, well, if you can't send us your bank details, send us a scan your passport in. And he did, but he only did the front cover of just the cover.
Yeah, brilliant. Scam baiting. Yes, you'd be good at that, Judith. I've started, what I've started doing, and some listeners might want to take this up. We get quite a lot of nuisance calls on our landline. Yes, I've still got a landline because guess what? Our EE coverage is shit in the house. Live in the middle of London. Have we got decent phone service? No. Anyway, so still have a landline if I want a proper nice long chat with anybody. And
unlikely, isn't it?
Well, I've used it to call you once or twice,
yes.
I speak to our Phoebe, and I speak to my mum on it later. More on that later. But anyway, when they phone and it's, you know, your broadband and this, it's going to be cut off and you've got, you know, all that shit and just all the nonsense. They say, is that Mrs. Powell, as if I use my married name? No. And I go, oh, I'm so sorry, the Powells aren't in residence. I've just come here to walk their dogs. And they genuinely cannot. There's nothing they can say. The phone just goes down. They're just stumped. Sometimes I step away from the phone and go, like that. Was that quite a good dog sound?
It was very good indeed. Uncannily good, actually, Jenny. Very good.
Talking to June, she's been on. I'll be phoning her after this. I do have to brace myself. She's been on quite. It's quite a funny story. I can't mention any names, but it is quite funny. She's been on quite good form.
Sent
her a jumper. She didn't like the colour, but she was wearing it anyway. That's fine. But you know, like, so, she makes things up now, and sometimes she's really convincing. So she's got this fixation with having just come back from Paris. Yeah, and I don't know where it really comes from. My sister said that she once went to Paris with a friend of hers called Joyce, and all they took was a fruitcake, and they just travelled around Paris with a fruitcake.
But it sounds like she had an absolute, you know,
yeah,
a great time.
I think she might have had a ball. Anyway.
Yeah.
So she tells her all the time that she's going to Paris, she's been to Paris, just come back from Paris. And my brother was up north recently, and he contacted some of her friends, and one of them said, oh, yes, I've spoken to June on the telephone. I think that, you know, that the home is marvellous. Isn't it marvellous? They took them all to Paris, you know, the other day. She'd been taken in by my mother, like a nursing home in the height of a pandemic would take all these, you know, definitely, oh, most of them are over 90. My mother hasn't had a passport for 20 years, I don't think, on a day trip to Paris.
Well, good on your brother. I mean, that's impressive, isn't it?
I know. So I'll call her later and I'll see where she's been.
Yeah. But it sounds like, you know, it sounds like generally that it's not as bad as you thought it might be.
She said last week, I'm not unhappy.
Oh, did she, Jenny?
Yeah.
So I think that's huge progress. Well, hang on to that. Yeah. I mean, that's really good. Good.
She's been analysed by a psychiatrist who remarked how pleasant she was. So
pleasant?
That's nice. Pleasant, yes. But I know she'd have done that thing. She was sort of assessed on a Zoom call. So, I mean, you know, she's never really done a Zoom call before, but I know she'll have sort of acted up and gone all, ooh.
Anyway,
fingers crossed she's on form today, because otherwise my day goes into a decline.
Oh, I can imagine.
Now, listen, the Culture Roundup. Now, I have been slagging off television of late, but there have been a couple of things recently that I have enjoyed, Judith.
Good.
Okay, I loved Rebecca on Netflix. Have you seen it?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, we saw it last night, actually. Yes.
Isn't it just a joy for the eyes?
Oh, the scenes in Monte Carlo.
Oh, God. It was like taking your eyes on holiday, wasn't it? Oh, were you there, Judith? Were you in Monte Carlo?
I was there.
Could you feel the sun?
But the blue of the sea and the stonework. I know.
It was just so, I mean, it was over the top luxury and glamour and posh hotels and 1930s. Money and scenery and just white table linen and, you know, the waiters standing to attention and bringing out trays of oysters on ice. And, oh, God, it was so beautiful to
watch.
Wasn't
it?
God, it was fabulous. I mean, let's go to the nitty gritty with Rebecca. It's on Netflix, which means you have to subscribe to it. Oh, there's your ding dong. And there's some terrible casting in it. I mean, the worst thing about Rebecca is that Maxim de Winter is so badly cast, did you not think?
Oh, yes, he was a bit flat, wasn't he? He was a bit sort of one-dimensional.
Well, he was too young. He was too American. He looked like Jay Gatsby. He didn't look like Maxim de Winter. He didn't look like a brooding, kind of broken, distraught man. He was just a big, fat, well, not fat, obviously, you know, a well-fed, white-toothed American. He was terrible.
Yeah. Yes, no, he was a bit something and nothing. But Lily James was gorgeous, wasn't she?
Yes, I mean, you know, we were cross with Lily James last week.
Yes, we've been cross. We've given her a big telling off a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We did, because we were cross with her for snogging Dominic West on a plane without her mask on.
Yes.
That's what made us quite cross. But, that, you know, actually, I've just written an article for The Guardian. It'll be out by now, by this time this goes out, just saying that, unfortunately, when I was thinking who should have been Maxim de Winter, the only name I could really think of was Dominic West, which is unfortunate, but there we go. Do you know what I loved? I loved Kristen Scott Thomas as Mrs. Danvers. I thought
she was good, wasn't she?
She was marvellous.
Icy.
Oh, and so well-dressed. I mean, so tailored. I mean, everything she wore was absolutely beautiful. When she took Lily into the first Mrs. de Winter's bedroom, that bedroom...
Oh, absolutely.
It was so fabulous and over the top and feminine and kind of
I know,
boudoir-y.
Boudoir is exactly
beyond
the word.
Boudoir,
wasn't
it? And I just was sitting there and I heard myself making this noise and it was like a Siamese cat. I was just sitting there going... And I did that all the way through. And I just thought, Marks and Spencers, Marks and Spencers, I could shake you by the scruff of your fucking necks, you idiots. There's all these boring, boring clothes you're slopping out in front of us. If they had any sense whatsoever, they would take Rebecca and go, OK, let's just give the ladies some Rebecca.
Absolutely.
Get, you know, all those 30s blouses, because you can do those size 10 and you can do them in a size 20.
Yeah.
A nice crepe silk or you know, even just a cotton, just that, you know, little collars and pretty.
I know.
And love exquisite prints and all that sort of thing. Just
they need us on the board, don't they? They need you on the board.
Well, they need us both on the board because you need practicality. Of course you do. Everything has to be able to be washed and all that sort of stuff. But God in heaven, take us away from this misery, please.
Absolutely. And that did. It really did.
It was
a break, wasn't it? It was like a mini break.
Oh, God, it was like a holiday. We rationed ourselves. We did it over two nights.
Oh, did you? That's quite sensible.
I loved it. And then after that, I tell you what's on BBC Two iPlayer, for those that don't have Netflix and don't fancy going to the cinema at the moment, the Judy Garland version of A Star Is Born is on Netflix at the moment. Mm. And it's such a brilliant film. It really is. I mean, it's one of those... it's a bit like Rebecca. I mean, how many versions of Rebecca have there been? A Star Is Born is one of those perennials, isn't it? I think it's been made, is it four times? I mean,
I don't know. So what made you go to that? Because it's, an old favourite, isn't it? What made you look at that?
Well, it's just, I think that after watching Rebecca, we were looking for something with a similar quality and something that was going to take us away from this sort of, you know, this misery, really, of being in the middle of a pandemic. Basically, you know, transport us, take us somewhere else. And really, that Judy Garland version of A Star Is Born with James Mason, who plays an alcoholic old actor called Norman Main, is just... I mean, it really is stunning. And it's in that fantastic kind of slightly Technicolor colour.
I was going to say, is it in colour or black and white?
Oh, no, it's in colour. And it's just that sort of... And Judy Garland just shines. And James Mason is just so... I'd forgotten how good he was in that film. And, I mean, I think the latest one was the Lady Gaga one, wasn't it? A Star Is Born. And then before that, there was the Barbara Streisand. And then there was the Judy Garland. And then the Judy Garland wasn't actually the original. There was one before that. It's just quite interesting that now and again there are these sort of female characters that just, you know, decade after decade come back.
Mm. Yeah,
so that's my take on that anyway. Now, loving Strictly, warming to Strictly very, very much. How about you?
Haven't seen the second episode yet, so I've been a bit tardy on that front.
The standard is very, very high.
Well, it just gets bigger and bigger. Surely not Jackie Smith. Is she getting any better?
She's not only is she not funny, she has the saddest face in show business.
Oh, dear. Oh, God.
The saddest face. You just think, put the girl out of her misery.
Absolutely. Well, she must be regretting it. Is her face sort of saying, why am I doing this with such a mistake?
She's not even that bad. That's the worst thing about it. It's just she's got one of those desperately tragic resting faces. There's nothing she can do. She can be smiling, but her eyes can't. But...
that's not a good look, is it, really, on Strictly? You've got to be one thing or the other. What about Caroline Quentin? Has she turned down the gush kind of...
She's finding it impossible to turn... The gushing is gushing. The gushing, she's... It's the tap is... the tap is on full gush. But, you know, she's got some training there, and her hands and her feet are lovely. She knows what she's doing. And I think that in a normal year, she would be, you know, very much top half. So I think you'll enjoy, catch up on that, Judith, and I think you'll enjoy
I will. I've been enjoying Portrait Artist of the Year on Sky Arts.
Oh,
God, I
love
that programme.
Have you got Sky?
No, you don't have to. Jenny, no. Oh, my God, this is big news. Sky Arts is free.
Yes, I know, but you can't just have it, can you?
Yes,
or is it on a channel? How can I find it?
Yes, you can. Sky Arts, as of September, end of September, Sky Arts has become free to everybody.
Well, where do you find it? On your Freeview box?
Mike did it. I don't know. It's where you kind of, I don't know, you, oh, I know. Yes, I know. It's one of the channel numbers. You just basically keep going through. Okay. And it's something like 107 or 147.
I'll Google that because I did see, because I saw it on YouTube, actually, the portrait artist. And I thought, I must watch that. With lovely Stephen Mangan.
Yeah. No, it's tremendous. And, you know, well, for all the kind of, even if you don't paint, it's just, it's that wonderful moment when they've been sitting for 4 hours and then they haven't seen any of it, and the three of them turn their easels round. You know, it's a reveal. Wow moment. It's marvellous.
Yeah.
No, but we've got all those arts programmes now we can watch. That's a big. Okay. That's a big fat seam.
Okay, that's
good.
It.
You made some notes. Okay. And the other thing that I found the other day in the middle of the night when I was on my iPad is have you seen this new book programme called Between the Covers with Sarah Cox?
This is Sarah Cox. I love Sarah Cox.
It's really quite good. I mean, it's very simple. People just sort of bring books that they're enjoying or their favourite books and talk about books. It's very straightforward, but very good.
Yeah, and she herself is a proper reader. And so it's good that she's got the programme because she's a novel fan. She sent me some lovely messages over Inheritance, which I have to say, thank you very much to everybody who's bought it this month. This podcast goes out on the 30th of October, the eve of Halloween. And that gives you just 2 days to buy Inheritance on Kindle for 99 pence. It is also available in softback now from anywhere, really. So, you know, much cheaper than the hardback. Thank you, everybody who's bought it on the Kindle. It's been the Kindle top 10 for almost a month.
Brilliant.
And the paperback's doing well as well, which is a complete knockout to me. So thank you so much.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. And God knows, I could do with it at the money. I said money when I meant moment. But you know what I mean?
Freudian slip.
Oh, so Freudian. And I've also downloaded Roddy Doyle's Love.
All right.
Because I've kind of ignored him for a few years and I think it's time to give him a little bit more attention. So there we go.
It's embarrassing. I mean, I'm still... I need a new idea. But I tell you what, when I saw that book programme with Sarah Cox, they were talking about Matt Haig and the Midnight Library, and which I think is kind of broadly about the kind of different people that you might have been, sort of these lives that you might have been and didn't end up living kind of thing. I think it's somebody that is kind of gets locked into a library and reads all the books.
It's called The Midnight Library.
The Midnight Library. So I'll give that a go, and it's on Audible.
Now, I'm just going to grab my phone. Excuse me.
Oh, yes, well done. So, yes, okay, well, while you're doing that.
Keep the show going, Judith, and
just get
my phone.
Yeah, well, you know, so we had lots of emails. Lots of people recommending how to get the Christmas delivery supermarket slot, which obviously is very sought after I overheard that woman in the butcher saying that she just booked one and I failed to. Anyway, apparently it's all under... You know, very, very clever people emailed in and they went online and they found on Ocado, it's Ocado that we need to go on to, and they'd even ringed all the slots that were still available. I mean, they're a lot of obviously gone by now.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, you're flagging this up to the older and wider brigade has sort of knocked you out of the race completely.
I know. Shot myself in the foot, haven't I? Absolutely. Haven't got round to kind of doing whatever you have to do to register with Ocado, but it's been on my list of things to do for the last few days, and so far, still haven't got a slot.
We've had some television recommendations. Helen, 66 months. Recommends Ozark, West Wing and Bloodline. Out of those three, I have seen and enjoyed Bloodline hugely. In fact, if I hadn't watched it so recently, I would watch it again. I think it's wonderful. Lots of people listening to us in bed. Judith, you're hooting under the covers is waking up bed partners. Good, yes. I approve of that. And Michelle, 56, has decided that she's not going to notch up another birthday this year because it's so crap.
I can see where she's coming from, actually.
I think I might follow her lead.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And then did you see the one from Kay, 43 exactly? She says, I'm writing to you as a long-time original gang member to inform you of a new younger fan. Oh. And she says she listens every week and you make me laugh out loud, etc. Lovely, lovely, yeah. lovely. And she says, last Friday, my younger son felt unwell after football training and there was some family reshuffling of beds. Oh, I remember all that. Oh, yeah. That evening as a result. My eldest son, Charlie, who is 13, came into my room to see me and I was about to put on the podcast and he said, Mum, will you put those two girls on? And he said, you mean Jenny and Judith? And he said, yeah, I love them, Mum. So they did. And she says, we sat and listened to you both and the idea of Jenny and her nervous bowel movements had him in stitches. So you have a new fan.
And he is so 13. Welcome. And he has such beautiful taste. And you're a very lucky mother to have such a sort of son who's in tune with this kind of, and calling us girls.
Oh, wait. Best of all.
Marvellous.
We love that.
Well, Kay, well done. Well done for bringing up beautiful boys. Well, listen, Elder and Wider gang, I've managed to find my phone and the Gmail address for emails is olderwiderpod@gmail.com. You got that?
Well done.
And then the Instagram.
Go, Jenny. Go, Jenny.
Don't put me off. Don't let me concentrate. Older and Wider Podcruck. Oh, shit. So, Instagram is Older and Wider Podcast.
Yay! Well done.
Anyway, listen, you take care. Have a good
and
week.
You.
Lots of love. And let's talk again next week.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
And just before we go, the puppy photographs were done by Melissa at Polo Images. And if you want to contact Melissa, it's www.poloimages.org. And she's based in Oxfordshire, but I think it might travel further. I think she's jolly good and she's great fun too. Bye.